My name is Morgan Corbin, and I'm 14 years old.
And I'm Barisha Milligan Petway, and I'm 13 years old.
We interviewed Lena Camerata on October 24, 2008.
My name is Lena. I was a Laquetra, and I was born July 7, 1912, in Yatesboro, Pennsylvania, a mining town. I went to school at Conroy. There was no middle school. I just went to Allegheny High. There was a good mixture at Allegheny High, but we kind of respected each other differently. Nobody fought. Everybody got along. And when we had our class reunions, people would come from other states to come to our reunion. And the last one we had at the Allegheny Club, and it was sold out. There was no schools in the suburbs, and the young girls and the boys would come by train and go to Allegheny. There was no school in any of the suburbs. There was no high school. So Allegheny was the focal point, and we invited all our teachers to all the reunions. We had respect for them and love, lots of love, because we listened. There was no back talk, no nothing like that. We lived on Page Street, so you walked to Allegheny, and then they built Oliver. Some students went to Oliver, but I stayed at Allegheny. I liked it. I'm going to tell you a secret. My marriage was arranged, and it lasted for 58 years. It was good, very good. I fought it as long as I could. I was 27 when I got married. And when anybody would come to the house, I'd go upstairs in my room. I wanted no parts of it. I have a lot of bad ones. About the flu of 1918, I lost an aunt and an uncle and a baby. She was pregnant. And then I went through three world wars, the Vietnam War. What else? World War I was 1918. World War II was very bad. 1965 was the Vietnam War. And then there was the crash of 1929. It's nothing like today. The banks closed. My father lost all his money. Today is nice. And Roosevelt started the New Deal. And that's when we got the programs that we have now, NRA, WPA, CC camps. Because times were so bad, the people were so poor, that he was their God. And I watched on TV when JFK was murdered. I was ironing at the time, and I saw him on TV. And I met Martin Luther King at the airport. I was with my family, and I recognized him right away. The rest of them didn't, because he was small. Roosevelt, he saved the world, as far as I was concerned, because times were bad, very bad. There was no work. He came in as president and started all the programs. He started the 3Cs camp, and I know a lot of boys didn't have jobs. They went to the camps, and then he started the WPA, NRA. He started all those programs, so eventually, we got back on our feet, but you only got pennies on the dollar, that money you had in a bank. Never recouped. And that's when the banks are insured. They weren't then. If you had money in a bank, you lost it, and that was it. I didn't have a job. Girls only were nurses and school teachers when I was growing up, and I was not allowed to further my education. I stayed home and helped my mother. Oh, my God. I had five brothers. None of them had jobs. My dad's had a grocery store on Beaver Avenue, and he had to close it up. There was nothing. The banks closed up. He lost all his money, and my brother drove a truck for the Red Cross. Things were very bad. I was raised in the North Side. What do you want to know? I lived there all my life. Did you know my dad had a business across from this post office? Laquetra's Tavern, when they did the renovating of the North Side. That's when it was gone. Streetcar checks were 3 for a quarter, but we didn't use them too often. The north side was nice when I grew up there. We never locked our doors. The last one home would close the door and lock it, but it's different now. We had one bathroom for 7 children and parents, and we took turns. But we all went to school clean. Our house is still standing on Page Street. You couldn't get into trouble. You weren't allowed. And you listened to your parents then. Those were simpler times, but they were better. Now you're afraid to go out on the street at night. There was none of that in my day. In the dark, we'd go down my dad's store on Beaver Avenue, and it was pitch dark. Nobody bothered you. But today, you don't go out at night. I think it'd be better if they took all the guns away. We have a lot of modern technology, but we've lost a lot. We've lost the touch of people caring. You go visit somebody, they have the TV on, so you don't talk. You just stay home. I was born before TV and before computers, before cell phones. And we had earphones, and we took turns listening in our family. I would get up 3 o'clock to help wash clothes if I wanted to go to school. So I was at Allegheny at the time. So that was wash day. Tuesday was ironing day. You went home and ironed. And then my mother made all her macaroni and everything by hand. And we would make ravioli and gnocchi and all that good stuff. And that's how my days were spent. But I was allowed to play jacks. Do you remember jacks? I was brought up in an era where girls raised babies and stayed home and became mothers. But now the girls go to work and, you know, do their thing. That's what they say. I think that family would stay together much more than today. The kids run the streets when there's no parents home. They need rules. They need something. There was curfew for everybody. I don't know. We had a good family life, even if, you know, there was a lot of hardship. But we stayed together all our lives, even after we were married. Things have changed. Today's prices are exorbitant. How can they afford to go out and eat if they're raising a family? Well, see, in my day, mothers didn't go to work. They stayed home, took care of their kids. Well, you know, my neighbor asked me, how did I get along raising boys without cell phones? Well, you stayed home, and you told them they had to be home. Oh, I love music. My one brother played the banjo. My other brother played the saxophone, and I had a brother play the piano. I was not allowed. Girls were not allowed. Oh, well, they would play on Sunday, and we always had other children and come into our home. My one brother played with Benny Banach's orchestra, and when they started to travel, he had to quit because he was married.